Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get to the Mets and that impressive Jonah Tong outing yesterday. We'll do that a little bit later on, BT. Let's get some Giants talk in here. We'll get back to the Jets calls, 888-808-1019. Huge game for the Giants as well. Obviously, season on the line. A couple of things. First of all, Andrew Thomas sounds like he's at least getting closer to being back. Yeah. I mean, I know we've talked about how important a player he is, and that's great to see him out there. I just don't see it. Like, Baldy said it Tuesday. Kyle Brandt said it with us, I think, Wednesday when you were out. Others are saying it. Like, they're treating this game as if this is a game that's winnable for the Giants, which doesn't compute to me. I hope that the Giants are as competitive as they were in week two. The Cowboys, the Chiefs are not the Cowboys, and the Giants have been the Giants for a long time. Doesn't mean I'm right, but I'm not able to process the idea that this, all of a sudden, the Giants taking on the Chiefs, who are angry at 0-2, fighting for their actual season, are going to lose to the freaking Giants?
Well, I mean, I think the Giants have a chance here because I don't think the Chiefs are what they were. And listen, that's a hard thing to separate yourself from when you're used to watching, you know, one thing for all these years and then, you know, you get some evidence to the contrary at what's real and what's not. And it's hard to delineate between the two because I think when you look at, I mean, Mahomes is already an all-time great. So he already gets that benefit of the doubt. But when you look around Mahomes, they're not the same team. Number one, they don't throw the ball down the field at all. So the way that they're moving the football, oddly, is Mahomes running the ball this year. Now, they played two good teams, all right? They lost to the Eagles, defending champions. They lost to the Chargers, and you and I both love Harbaugh very well. Yeah. If the Chargers represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, right. I don't think either one of us would be stunned here. Patrick Mahomes has thrown two touchdown passes in two games, and I think even more alarming, not that other great quarterbacks haven't gotten off to bad starts over the years, they have. But it's a very pedestrian approach. He doesn't throw the ball down the field anymore.
Okay.
And that's reflected in the yards per attempt. He's under 7 yards, which is incredibly pedestrian. So it's very contrary to what we've seen from these Chiefs for a long time. Now, that's the bad with the Chiefs. Are the Giants dangerous enough or good enough to exploit that? I think it's a four-quarter game. I really do. And if it's not, it's just unacceptable because the Chiefs are not the Chiefs anymore.
I know, but they're so much better. They may be different. They were different last year. Same thing, better defensively and also ran the football more as opposed to the explosive nature that they were years ago with Tyreek Hill. Like, yeah, Travis Kelce isn't the same anymore. He's still dangerous. Patrick Mahomes, you're talking about the best quarterback in the league, maybe the best quarterback ever. So they did lose to two very good teams. It's only 2 weeks into the football season. Like, you know, it's kind of like preseason. I'm going to think the Giants are going to beat the Chiefs. Like, no way. The Giants' winnable games were against the Commanders and the Cowboys, and they couldn't do it. And because of one competitive game, think about what the reaction is to. It's to the Chiefs losing two straight games. And I know last year they weren't great, although their record was unbelievable, and they get into the Super Bowl. They still weren't the unbeatable Chiefs, it felt like, at least the majority of the year. But they just kept winning all these games. They're still the Chiefs. Even if it's a lesser version, it's still the Chiefs. What Andy Reid, a Hall of Fame head coach, one of the great coaches of all time, and one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and a better defense, and a team that can run the football— especially against a defense that can't stop the run with the Giants. And so all those things combined with just because the Giants scored a few touchdowns last week, that's going to make me think that the Giants could beat the Chiefs. Again, anything could happen. I would be floored. Floored beyond belief, even with Thomas back at left tackle, if the Giants actually beat the Kansas City Chiefs and they got the win on Sunday night and the Chiefs went home, walked out of MetLife at 0-3.
You think they compete?
I think the Chiefs, now we could get into the picks later as far as the line. I don't think it's going to be, I don't think the Giants are going to have a chance to win that game late in the fourth
quarter. That's a big problem for where the staff's going, the direction of this team, and all the other stuff that we're latching on to. Now, there's two reasons why Giant fans think that they can win. Number one, they're desperate. And if you don't win, you're 0-3, and here we go, start flushing the season down the chute again. And when does Jackson Dart play?
Yeah.
That's the big storyline. Number two, you know, I think the other reason, and I'm more in this category, I latch on to just the football things in this game. And I really, I think, what kind of game will we have? Is it going to be a shootout? I don't think so.
Me neither.
Because I don't think that Kansas City's putting up 35 or 40 points. I don't think that they've got that kind of offense, right? Is it going to be a low scoring, you know, 2017-ish? I'm probably more inclined to say slightly higher than that. Now, if it is that 24-20-ish, does that favor the team that's not as well coached, doesn't have the Hall of Fame quarterback, and doesn't know how to win? No. So that's why I don't think necessarily the Giants should or will win. But if the Giants on national TV, you know, hunting their first win against a team that's not nearly as dynamic and as good as they've been, if they can't, like, if we're sitting up here watching the fourth quarter and the Giants aren't within one score, then I don't know what the hell we latch onto with these Giants anymore. I just don't know at that point.
Well, I mean, it'd be about
Jackson. He's supposed to be in the game.
It'd be about Jackson Dart. And I heard the morning show talking about this, and I think it was Al who said that he wants the Giants to win because we need them to remain relevant. I would argue that a Giants loss does more for their relevancy because it's going to mean closer to Jackson Dart. Like, even if the Giants win this game, they're not going to be a playoff team. Like, I hate to say that, they were never going to be a playoff team. The idea to me was at least have a stable foundation, maybe win some games, have some success before eventually turning it over to Jackson Dart. And now that they've lost the first two games, even with the way that they scored points last week, I all of a sudden can't believe that they're going to become a playoff team with their schedule. I certainly don't think they're going to win this game. So I think their relevancy is about Jackson Dart. Then they become must-watch. We know what Russell Wilson is. We don't know what Jackson Dart is. That, to me, is the intriguing
thing. Well, this is the problem with the way the Giants are set up here. I mean, the easiest thing would have been, okay, they kind of look like the way they did against the Commanders, against the Cowboys, and now, all right, what are we pulling the plug and going to the young kid? But, you know, Russell Wilson wasn't good. I mean, I know he made the mistakes at the end, but Russell Wilson was amazing.
Right, but do we think that that's going to be sustainable?
No, to that level, of course not. He wasn't even that on a week-to-week basis with Seattle.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I certainly don't think that. Do I think that they can continuously make some big plays down the field and score some points with Neighbors and Wilson and some of the other components? I do.
Right.
But even if I do, is that good? Like, is that good for the future of the Giants? That's the problem.
Is it good enough in this case to beat the Chiefs?
I think that they can mess around and maybe win this game.
Is it more about the Giants or more about the Chiefs?
It's more about the Chiefs for me.
Right.
I don't think the Chiefs are not what they were.
See, and that's where I'm going to push back because I think that's where most people are at. But also, you got to combine the two.
Like, that's true. But you got to be good enough to, like, oh, so the Chiefs are diminished, but the Giants have to be good enough to exploit the diminishment.
Yes. And why are we saying that they can? Like, if this
they looked pretty good last week, Sal.
If this game were being played week two, what would we say?
Oh, the Chiefs by 10.5.
You know what I'm saying?
Whatever, like, the number
okay,
would be. Okay,
so I'm going to choose to evaluate two early season games against two very, and I'm not making excuses for the Chiefs, don't get me wrong. I mean, we were anti-Chiefs last year.
We didn't believe them last year.
I kept saying 100 times over, like, they're not that good. Yet they kept winning every freaking game.
Yeah.
But that being said, even if they're down a little bit, like, the Chiefs coming down a couple of notches is still, and the Giants coming up a notch after last week or two, they're still not close. I just, I can't understand, and maybe I'd be proven wrong here, I can't understand how so many people think the Chiefs have fallen to the level where, and the Giants have risen to a level where they could be equals or have the Giants actually win this game.
I think the only reason is, at least my reasoning, my rationale is because I do not believe that the Chiefs are going to be able to run the Giants out of the stadium. Whereas in years past, they would have.
Right.
So, like, you know, all right, balls in the air. All right, you know, end of one, 21-3 Chiefs, right, halftime, 30-10 Chiefs, you know, 47-17 Chiefs. They're not equipped to score that way anymore. So when you can't score fast and they can't,
right.
you give a team with, I mean, last time I checked, the Giants defense is supposed to be good.
Right. You can argue that it's supposed to be good, but that's
what are we waiting for?
But that's
Let's
a big
go.
Issue. And by the way, what the Giants do well, or what the Giants should do well, because somebody's still got to tell me what the Giants defense does well. What have they done well so far in 2 weeks? I've seen it on paper.
I hear you, man.
I know what they're supposed to do.
I know.
What do they do well? Dallas was scoring at will.
You're supposed to be destroying the quarterback, and they're not. It's
Bingo.
Too intermittent.
Okay.
That's got to change.
So let's even say that what they're supposed to do well, they're doing that, right? And we can trust that they could do that.
Yeah.
The Chiefs game is not set up for that. Mahomes is not going deep. He's not sitting
in the pocket. No, I know. They're going to run.
Exactly.
So then the question probably comes down to this. Do you think?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think that the Giants can score enough points against Kansas City to keep it tight, and I do.
See, well, I think the Giants might have now the Chiefs are a far, far better defense than the Cowboys. And
yep.
That is their strength. Like we see the Chiefs and say, well, they don't have explosive plays, so they're not the Chiefs anymore. No, they're different. They played better defense.
They've evolved. They're a different team.
Correct. And they could run the football. But it doesn't mean that that's not good enough.
Yeah.
Where I would give the Giants an advantage, oddly enough, is in explosive plays.
Isn't that? Think about what you said.
Yeah, it's insane that the Giants would have the ability to have more explosive plays with Wilson's deep ball to Malik Nabers. However, is that going to be there against a far, far better defense in Kansas City than what we saw in week 2 against Dallas? And I don't think that that's going
to
be the case.
All right, so let me ask you this. So we threw out to start the show, if you guys missed the Free Odyssey app, and we'll get the calls, 888-808-1019, Jet stuff. We talked about, like, what does it have to look like for the Jets to stabilize?
Yeah.
Win aside, you know, what's Glenn got to do here against Tampa? What, for you, short of a win, would be satisfactory? We come in on Monday and you're like, okay, the Giants at least look like they're going in the right direction.
Great question. I would say the defense getting to Mahomes,
mm-hmm.
and at least a continuation, not to the extent of, you know, 37 points, wherever it is, but at least a continuation of dominance by the Russell Wilson, Nabers, even Wandale Robinson, throw him in there. I don't think the Giants are ever going to be good running the football, although I'd like to see that. I don't think that that's going to be their strength. So at least if they can continue some of what happened in week 2, I can believe that that's more sustainable and believable.
Okay.
But really, I think it's most important that their defense shows up and looks how we expected them to look.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm sorry, but, I mean, Brian Daboll's year 4. I mean, you're at home, you're desperate, you haven't had a win yet. I mean, this is not a team that's going to come in and score 5 touchdowns. So to me, it would be, unless there's like a muffed punt, something wacky that, like, he really can't control. If this is not a 4-quarter game, whether it's 13-10 or 27-24. Like, that's just unacceptable at this point of the Brian Daboll era.
If they lose by 10, like, is that the worst thing in the world? Like,
no, it's not. It's not. As long as the defense looks pretty good and the offense, to your point, shows some spark again.
But I could see that being the case. But again, I'm not, like, I don't think you could take away, if the Giants did lose by 10, like, I don't think we're at a point in the Shane Daboll regime where you can be like, well, it's a moral victory. You lost by 10 to the Chiefs.
And isn't that the problem with where we're at? Think about that. That's the problem with where we're at.
No, they actually have to win games. The Jets, you could say, well, they went into Tampa with their backup quarterback. They ran the football well. They got to Baker Mayfield, slowed him down. They lost a game by a field goal or 7 points, whatever. All right, it was progress from week two.
Mm-hmm.
The progress for the Giants from week two would actually be winning a football game.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, now let me flip one more script that year. So we're coming in on Monday. Let's say the Giants do win.
Yeah.
Let's say the Giants do win, and there's a continuation, not to the tune of 40-ish points, but the spark on offense is moving.
Yeah.
Like, the neighbors' dynamic is real, and they're running the ball a little bit better, whatever. Yeah. And now you're starting to see the defensive components start to wreck the game a little bit, where they put Mahomes on his ass.
Right.
The ball's on the turf. You get a couple sacks. You flip the field. Would that be enough for you to say, hey, these next couple of weeks for the Giants could be pretty interesting here?
Yes, certainly week four. If they do that, if they continue what they did offensively, or at least just shows, again, not the exact point total, if they do show signs that they can build off of what they did offensively last week, and play a much better brand of defense and get a win, yeah, I do think it's season back on. Not that I would predict them to beat the Chargers, but it's like, hey, if they beat the Chargers here, now you're 2-2, you got New Orleans coming up, like, then I think anything's possible. I still, though, can't get beyond what we've seen for the last, you know, 3+ years and in weeks one and week two and just say all of a sudden that's going to change. It could.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
Well, think about, and you shouldn't be, and neither am I, but think about this. I think I might be there a little bit more than you, but it's funny because we can't disassociate ourselves what we know with the Giants, and we also can't do the same for the Chiefs. So there's this perception, even though we all know Kansas City's not that high-octane offense that they were, we know that. Like, our eyes tell us that. The stats back that up. Last year we saw it, and we know. We sure as hell know what we've seen with the Giants the last couple of years. So both teams, like, something's going to give. Either the Giants are a little bit better than we think, or the Chiefs are a little bit worse than we think.
Correct. And if the Chiefs go to 0-3, they're toast.
Oh, yeah. But listen.
In their division.
They're not winning anything this year, this team. I don't think the Chiefs are going. I really don't.
I still think, I have to look at their schedule. I still think they're a playoff team. I mean, I still think they're good enough to be a playoff team. They had a tough, you know, Chargers very good. Eagles. You could argue the Chargers Eagles could be in the Super Bowl this year. Not making an excuse for Kansas City, but all I would say is be careful before you bury them. I would be stunned if the Chiefs walked out of MetLife Stadium at 0-3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.